This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting Network, coming to you from St. Louis, Lunacy Central, right behind Baltimore and places in Chicago and places all over the South, Atlanta, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama. So greetings, everybody. It's January 7th, 2018. And today, you know, this week was a week of there wasn't any, let's just say, dry spots here. There was no drought for information. There was so many weird things that came our way, and I really ran across some synchronicities. You know, Steve Quayle had up on his site, and he tweeted it out about how basically Wi-Fi could be causing what we would consider coincidental things. You know, we've all talked about this for a long time, how basically, and now with the advent of 5G and who knows what this is going to entail, barbecuing us even further and all that stuff. But how basically Wi-Fi is actually probably in a synthetic artificial manner causing synchronicities in your thought patterns, especially dreaming and, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, scariest movie ever, a YouTuber that I follow, one of my friends on Twitter tweeted that out and sent it to me, but then I stumbled across it today. And it's all about sleeping with demons and the incubus and the succubus and all these legendary kind of folklore things that we, you know, have read about, those of us that study off into the weird stuff, you know, hermeticism, alchemy, and, you know, Kabbalah, and all those weird kind of avenues that we all kind of fall into when we're trying to make sense of how our controllers are, those that think they're controlling us, how they their modus operandi, how they do this thing, and all the little things that they think are secret, you know, control mechanisms and ways to manipulate nature, which people call magic and so forth, to bend the laws of physics, all these things. But, you know, I'm seeing this, you know, I've been doing this kind of battle within my own research world, where I've been watching like these Jesuit documentaries and the Black Pope and the Knights of Malta and all that stuff. And then I've been watching the other side of the house. Like, I watched this long documentary probably three times in the last couple weeks, and it's really, really, I mean, packed chock full. And I'm going to play a little bit of it tonight. Packed chock full of the Jesuit information with Lincoln, and I talked about this last week, and then Bill from Wisconsin, a traditionalist Catholic buddy of mine, called in, and we bantered back and forth about it. But and it gets into the Treaty of Verona and all of these things, and it gets into Napoleon, and it gets into the Founding Fathers and their kind of little, let's just say, the stance they took with the Church of Rome and so forth. And but then I was listening to Michael Collins Piper, some of his old shows here on RBN, where he had Jim Condit Jr. and they were, who's a traditionalist Catholic, and they were talking about basically Malachi Martin being a Zionist infiltrator for B'nai B'rith into the Vatican II kind of world. Which is a, you know, when you look at the, you know, Malachi Martin, a Jesuit who was laicized, and, you know, he died under mysterious circumstances, and a very interesting character in the conspiratorial circles. And you can listen to his last interview with Art Bell, you know, before he died and so forth, or a lot of people think he was murdered. But, you know, I own some of his works, Keys of This Blood, Windswept House, The Jesuits, all the books, you know, kind of the heavy books that Malachi Martin wrote. And I take them with great caution when you read some of this. But to not read the stuff, to me, is like you're like I say, I look at this stuff as an equation, and I without emotion and with logic and strategy and kind of a tactical viewpoint on this whole thing, I look at all the angles, and I'm constantly tweaking the angles. This Steve Bannon thing with Trump, if you're not looking at Steve Bannon and his history and being probably, I would say, right up there as a Jesuit coadjutor, you're not being honest. And Bannon is buddied up with Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, and we know about Breitbart being a lot of people thinking it was a brain, you know, Breitbart being one of Drudge's basically main disciples, if you will, and then Breitbart being Israeli intelligence kind of a brainchild of the Likudniks, most likely. And then, but the strange death, murder of Andrew Breitbart. So who whacked Breitbart? If Breitbart was a Likudnik and a Netanyahu, a Zionophile, okay, so who whacked Andrew Breitbart? Or you could say it's the labor Zionists, the Jewish communist left, who's probably, I would say, more powerful than the worldwide. I mean, it's arguable, but with the Likudnik so-called right. Now, this is all, to a lot of people, just Jewish left-right theater, and they present that they're a, let's say, a divided, always at their throats type of thing to the outside world, to the goy world. But are they secretly, is it a monolithic kind of beast with two fake heads to present to the rest of the world, kind of like our duopolistic system here in the United States with the Democrat and Republican parties? But yet the underbelly deep state, the military intelligence media agenda, the ship of state, if you will, it always seems to kind of travel with some characters on both sides that keep this thing on course. And so this thing, I'm constantly on this, bantering it back and forth in my mind, and I know I talk about this ad nauseum on the show, but this is where the sausage is really made, you know. And so we've got to get into, let's segue for a moment into Iran, because Ken, get number 27 ready. Okay, this is about this big meeting that happened at Camp David. Okay, interesting name, Camp David, out in the middle of Maryland and in the woods, underground tunnels and cities and so forth. There, bomb shelters, the whole nine, you know. But anyway, let's listen to basically this clip, and then we'll get into a little bit about Iran and where we think things might go, which is, you know, the calm before the storm, Trump's cryptic statements, and now the entire alternative media, this QAnon, the storm, and Jerome Corsi over at InfoWars, and all this stuff, and all these various people with what they say the storm is going to be. But let's roll 27.
Goes away. So anyway, this historic meeting in Camp David, key leaders wishing to restore America back to where she was 40 to 50 years ago, are meeting to discuss the strategy to do just that. Those at the meeting, oh my God, the meeting is incredible. I mean, here's a list. The story we show you, of course, because you need to know that what we're saying is true. Vice President Mike Pence, President Trump, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Jim Mattis, Gary Cohn, Kirstjen Nielsen, who's going to get a new rear end because of what she of Homeland Security because of what she did to the Amtrak train on the 17th of December, and the other terrorist attacks she helped sponsor, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, OPM Director Mickey Mulvaney, that runs the secret appointing services that appointed 8,156 Obama appointees, who will get a personal visit by individuals over the next week, and they will be told that they will support the president or they will be dealt with prejudice. I hope they understand that. So, all of the key leaders, including White House Director of Political Affairs Bill Stefan, everyone is going to be at that meeting, including, I highly suggest that you all follow the lead and do not attempt any deals outside the Donald, or the living God will see you face to face. You know what I mean by that. The topic to be discussed will simply be how to shut down these traitors on the left, whose entire goal is the destruction of America and the depopulation of the planet Earth by killing 7 billion humans. Also, there
all
will be
you can stop a representative. You can stop it, Ken, but now here's another. This is a Sorcha Fall article that kind of cocktails with Dr. William Mount here, that clip I just played. Well, I'm seeing things all over about the speculation about King David. I mean, not King David. I'm sorry. That was the bombing that the Irgun Stern Haganah types carried out on the Brits. My bad. Panic engulfs elites as fear Trump trap prepares to spring, and CDC warns of nuclear war. Now, President Trump become one of the greatest Machiavellian masters. Now, the Jesuits translated The Art of War by Sun Tzu, and we all know that Machiavelli and The Prince and the maxim, the ends justifies the means, is a Jesuit maxim. And so And I'm going to talk about a little bit of this later, this parallel conspiracies that I think we should really look at as the probable thing going on here. But anyway, let's see, of modern political times and who, while at the same time his elite leftist enemies are incessantly cheering a fake news book posting that he has lost his mind, has gathered around himself this weekend all of his top Republican Party and intelligence agency leadership at the impregnable Camp David compound, but that most importantly doesn't include Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, there's speculation that Sessions is on his way out, but let's keep reading. Who instead is preparing to spring one of the most audacious traps upon Trump's enemies the United States has ever seen, but whose success of is not assured, is why Trump's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has just stunningly announced that it will start preparing the American people for nuclear war. Okay, and this is on Zero Hedge. According to the report, President Trump, during the entirety of 2017, endured one of the most vicious and sustained assaults upon his legitimacy ever witnessed in U.S. history, but who, while under this unrelenting assault, was able to create a trap for his elite leftist enemies, and that he has sprung on them just weeks ago in the form of a once-in-a-generation new tax law that, in essence and in fact, declared war on his nation's blue states opposing him. And this is in U.S. news, and that these leftist elites describe as an assault on the cultural and economic foundations of liberal America. Now, Ken, get clip 30 ready. This is Dabu 7, and this piggybacks on what I just covered. There looks to be probably some sort of a financial civil war here with all the libtard states that are all belly up financially. They're going to go into some sort of resistance phase with this new tax plan. Let's roll clip 30.
The year has indeed just begun, and we have talk now of states sparking up a big battle with Washington. This is in response to the tax plan that Trump rolled out. And, of course, they're trying to break this down right down the middle to separate Democrats and Republicans. And not only that, they're breaking it down state to state. And what they're trying to do here is threaten with lawsuits. They're basically saying that this is putting a burden on the people in the states, and that it's not to their benefit. There are other states that are stepping up behind New York and California, like New Jersey, where their leaders are coming out and saying the same thing. Now, they're accusing Trump of waging this economic civil war on states that did not back him during the election. It's always this back and forth. And they are promising to consider these workarounds. So they're trying to launch workarounds around this, and they're launching lawsuits. And to me, this feeds right into the chaos here in this country. It's all they want. End of the day. That's it. I tell you guys all the time. So they're saying that the Republican tax plan gives corporations and hedge fund managers a $1 trillion tax cut. And they expect California taxpayers to foot the bill. And this is among many of the things that they're stating. What this is doing is setting the stage here for truly economic warfare, or to where these states are going to start threatening to go about business in their own manner. You know, it was supposed to be, we move as the United States, but it looks like behind the scenes, someone has this master plan to dissolve that.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now look, these blue areas are completely lawless. These are the sanctuary cities areas. These are the areas basically going full-blown communist, basically telling the federal government, now that Trump's in charge, to go take a fly in you know what. And so, look, the Pandora's box is open, and I got a lot to cover, and there's so many angles, but keep listening. See you on the other side.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Searching every corner of the grave. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
Let's get back to incendiary radio. Now, economic warfare on the blue states. Is that what it really is? I mean, you know, here's another article. Americans are ditching these five states in record numbers. Apparently surging violent crime, massive tax hikes, and insolvent public pensions are bad for attracting new residents. Who knew? On the other hand, 364 days of sunshine per year, minimal crime, brand new infrastructure, and some of the lowest tax rates in the country seem to be, to our complete shock, somewhat appealing to folks looking to relocate. But that's just a couple of the many interesting takeaways to be gleaned from the latest annual U.S. migration report from North American Moving Services. which found that Illinois was the most ditched state in 2017. You know, I live here in Missouri, right on the border of Illinois. And guess what? Highway 270 from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., leaving Missouri, going into Illinois is a parking lot. You know why? Because everybody works in Missouri. Okay, there's jobs here. It's been run by conservative Republicans for the most part for quite a while. The state house, and you know, we've had governorships flip back and forth a little bit, but there's we have a Hancock Amendment here, which is a balanced budget, to where basically if there's any money that goes, you know, that you go into a surplus, you get a check. I haven't got a check in a while. I think they've really squeaked lately. But anyway, so the top outbound states: Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, California, and Michigan. What do these states all have in common? They've all been governed by commie libtards, okay? Now, look, we know that Republicans at the national level are just as big of thugs as the Democrats, maybe a little less, okay? But at the state, county, and municipal levels, Republicans can govern way, way better. They're much better with money. They're much better with you know, managing economic systems. The top inbound states: Arizona, Idaho, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Let's look at those. What do those all have in common? Relatively conservative leadership for, you know, the last number of decades, which produced a better economic picture. You know, and listen to this. I'm at the bar with I hang out at with my old man, and it's all a lot of union guys and a lot of retired pipe fitters and so forth. And I had to so close to having a confrontation the other night, because these goofballs, these TV watching goofballs, and they're sitting there running their mouths and trying to start crap, saying, oh, I bet half the people in here voted for that guy, and all this crap, trying to trigger people. And I didn't, you know, and look, I realize that these are dumbed down, old, basically drunks that have, you know, been in the labor movement their whole life. They've actually lived in a conservative state, and they've still got to reap the benefits of being a highly paid, skilled AFL-CIO type people, to where they were making their $37 an hour or whatever. And so they made middle class money, and now they're retired, and now they think they know it all, and they think that somehow that voting a straight Democrat across the board in Missouri is somehow going to make this state better, whereas you got a state right next door that's been governed by corrupt mafioso Democrats for decades, and it's billions in the hole. Watch and look at a lot of the research about the state of Illinois. Stefan Molyneux's done work, The Fall of Chicago, There'll Be No Recovery, and he gets into the state of Illinois itself. I mean, it's billions in the hole. These people cannot manage money. People on the left, they, you know, it's like putting Bernie Sanders in charge of your budget. It all sounds good. I mean, what's so alarming is there's that many suckers that can buy into socialism that think that you can just suck money in and then just give it away, and then you're going to have a successful economy. It just doesn't work that way. And I know that there's problems with our system as well, with modern day conservative, but at the same time, socialism is not the way. See you guys again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back. It's the Deary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, check this out. Let's dig into Iran a little bit. And this is from Kevin Barrett over at Veterans Today. Stop the presses. Spontaneous protests driven by economic woes and anti-leadership wrath are about to bring down Iran's government. That's what the Mockingbird media told us in August of 1953. They rehashed the story in 2009, and now they're signing the same old tired refrain. Okay, it worked in 1953. In those days, the Iranian people were naive. They let the CIA's fabrications destroy their democracy. The spontaneous protests of 1953 or anything, but as documented in the coup by Ervand Abrahamian, the CIA hired the two biggest gangsters of the South Tehran ghetto, Icy Ramadan and Brainless Shaban, to mobilize Rena mobs. That's right. The two leading Iranian anti-government protest organizers of 1953 were CIA-sponsored hoodlums named Icy and Brainless. They were the icy, brainless brains behind the protests scripted by the CIA to show that the people of Iran hated Mohammad Mossadegh. In fact, most of the Iranian people liked Mossadegh. They never forgave the U.S. for destroying their democratically elected government in 1979. They overthrew the U.S. Zionist puppet regime headed by the CIA's torturer-in-chief, the Shah. Iran has been a democratic, independent, Islamic, socialist country ever since. You see, this is Kevin Barrett, the socialist, leftist, Muslim conspiracy guy that we watch on False Flag Weekly News. And so he's over here in the left sphere, and so forth and so on. He's a Bernie bro, that type of guy. Okay, he's a Muslim, but he likes this communist Jew. Okay, and so this is the academic kind of university crowd, which Kevin Barrett has never pulled himself away from. And I've interviewed his partner, Professor Anthony Hall, nice enough guy. And they're right about a decent swath of issues, but what they're not right about is socialism, and to think somehow that you know that the people, you know, the means of production to be put in the hands of the people will ever become a reality. It's just, I mean, it's pipe dream, it's utopian goofball thinking. Now, look, either way you go, you're always going to have an elite, and they're always going to, let's say, manage the rest of us. It's just the way it is. We're not created equal, okay? You know, the founding documents, all men are created equal, blah, blah, blah. They don't mean created equal as far as talents and all these other things. It's basically created equal when you stand at the judgment bar of God. We're all basically equal there. But hell, talents and all these other things are thrown out in a way unequal fashion. IQ, all these things. I mean, think about it. And it's not 100% along traceable lines. Sometimes you'll run across people from a totally different gene pool than yours that you're totally surprised by at their level of IQ and mental acuity and everything else and intellect and all these things. And so, but the thing is, you know, there are basic generalizations and general rules, not rules, but general, you know, kind of consensus points you can look at. If you're really looking at this and say, look, there's always abnormalities and exceptions to the generality, but blah, blah, blah. Anyway, now look at this. The people of Iran are very, very young, okay? And so when a guy like Barrett tells me, yeah, this is just another CIA-led coup, I get that. It's a good possibility. Looking at all the rhetoric that's been very anti-Iranian from Trump and the Likudniks and everybody in the kind of Christian Zionist right, they've been Iranophobic, if I could use that term, for a long, long time. And look,
like I said in the last few weeks, there is an element of Shia Islam that is very militant and, let's say, expansionist and apocalyptic. And, you know, you get into the 12th Imam and a lot of this stuff that comes out of the Shia world, which, you know, it is what it is. Now, Ken, if you would get clip one ready, and let's kind of look into this a little bit, because this is very interesting. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad allegedly has been arrested in the last day and a half. Let's do clip one. We got one.
Say really quick. All right, guys. Iran's former president has been arrested. Now, I'm going to get into this. I just want to say really quick that starting last night, my computers and all my boxes have been getting messed with. I believe it is the NWO Command Center, whatever you want to call it. That's what I call it, New World Order Command, because it's not a state. It's a rogue agency or a rogue group. And they sometimes will come on strong. Sometimes, I don't notice that they're there or they aren't there. But it's almost as if the Eye of Sauron, once it beams and locks in on you, it makes everything difficult. Well, starting last night, the Eye of Sauron was upon me. Now, let's just get into this article. Iran's former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, arrested for inciting unrest.
Looks like we might have.
Arabic daily newspaper Al-Quds Al-Arabia reports this morning that former president, Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has been arrested by security forces for allegedly inciting unrest against the government, according to reliable sources in Tehran. The newspaper describes the former president's arrest in the southwest city of Shiraz as coming after a series of provocative statements given in support of anti-government protests that have gripped the country for more than a week, and that his detention was granted approval by Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Starting early in the protest, Ahmadinejad, who led the nation from 2005 to 2013, has long been considered a hardliner, made public statements denouncing the Rouhani government as well as the clerical establishment as being detached from the daily reality of ordinary Iranians. That's him right there. Remember that guy?
All right, you can stop it there. So, you know, it's interesting that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, how a lot of people in the alternative media saw him holding up his passport some years back and basically connected with him in being a crypto Jew. And so just putting that out there, there's a large Jewish community in Iran, and I guess, you know, I mean, who knows what the truth is here. I think it's just interesting that everybody kind of, you know, hypothesized about the crypto-Judaic nature of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Now, all of a sudden, during these protests, they arrest his behind. So, I find that fascinating. And, you know, just out here in the my world of where I dig for information, all the various sites, I'm seeing finally, man, the things I've been talking about for quite a while now. I'm seeing people digging into the possibility of the Jesuit order. And I'm not saying the entire Jesuit order. There's thousands of these guys. But I'm saying the inner cabal, or kahila, maybe you would want to say, actually being a cabal of Marrano Converso Jews, okay? Crypto Jews in the most powerful, let's just say, inner sanctum of the Jesuit order. I mean, this is where I just keep looking at, because I'm like, I look at all these parallels of behavior, parallels of being expelled and thrown out of countries, even by Catholic monarchs and popes suppressing these guys. I'm like, look, the entire Jesuit order is not Jewish, but is there that inner working, that inner cabal? Let's say is crypto-Jewish, and they are actually part of the protocols, Learned Elders of Zion gang, and they're like a tit-for-tat, like where you cover all your bases, all the way to the left, all the way to the right, communism, all the way over to here to fascism, and you guys got your hands on all the levers. And so I must keep this at the forefront of this show, because not a lot of other people really do it. A lot of people are either one or the other. They're not saying, it's probably this big, massive, just fecal bleed over into this entire sick, degenerate, twisted, pedophile, child trafficking, narco trafficking, religio-political sick thing. And, you know, the protocols talk about the king of the blood of Zion being a pope for the world. And then you get into Francis and then being this Jesuit and all of his synagogue buddies. And it just seems like this is where the bleed over really is where basically the power of Rome through this. And if you get into the Opus Dei as well, Monsignor Escriva, okay, look into the founder of the Opus Dei. Guess where he's from? He's from Spain, the same place Loyola was from. And then you get into his relationship with all these Talmudic rabbis. And so it's like the Opus Dei is almost like a piggyback organization of the Spanish Jesuits. The Alumbrados, okay? So a Loyola's around in the 1500s, and he's hooked up with this group called the Alumbrados, which is like this it's an illumination, it's an Illuminati term, 200 years before the Bavarian Illuminati come out of Bavaria. But then you look at Weishaupt, he was a Jesuit. And so I don't think you can divorce the Illuminati from the Jesuit order to basically the Kabbalah and the synagogue of Satan. I think this is like this big triangle, and the Rothschilds are part of it. And unless, you know, Catholics, you know, like me, who born and raised Italian mom, you know, First Communion, baptism, confirmation, all these things, PSR classes, the whole nine yards in the Vatican II Church. I mean, at least I can say that I have the integrity to look in the mirror, to look inward at the religious institution that I was raised in and say, look, I'm going to call out the dirtbags where I see dirtbags. And it's not because I'm some sort of traitor to the faith. It's because I'm actually loyal to the faith. And a lot of people have been poisoned. A lot of people have been killed and murdered, flayed, hung, strangled, stabbed because they were loyal. And so don't ever think that somebody trying to clean up their own backyard is somehow that you're the heretic. No, you know, the heretics are the ones that are always trying to cover. Even though they know something's wrong deep down in their gut, the heretics are the ones that want to cover for the evils in their own institution. It's just like these rabbis that know that they're raping little boys in the mikvahs up in Brooklyn, but they keep their mouth shut. And just like the Muslims in Afghanistan knows that they're practicing bachabazi, where they're dressing little boys up like girls and they're raping them in the behind while a bunch of guys are sitting around, probably haven't showered in 3 days, hanging on their AK-47, salivating at the mouth of a 12-year-old boy dancing around in the dirt. It's the same thing. And so, you know, I just, you know, when it is what it is, let's just put it that way. But I got a lot to cover, and I don't want to get too caught up in this, but I'm going to get caught up in it later on if I can. Now, we're coming up on break. Let's see. parallel conspiracies, and I'm coming up on the break here, but okay, the Jewish conspiracy, okay? David Ben-Gurion really brought it to the forefront, saying, look, we're going to have the Sanhedrin. We're going to – Jerusalem's going to be a place where the court of the nations, like it's talked about by their prophets, that this is where everything's going to be basically adjudicated here in Jerusalem. But if you look at Vatican kind of machinations, they have designs on Jerusalem as well. Guys like Shimon Peres and a bunch of the – labor Zionists have really been in bed with Rome and signing over large parts of quote-unquote Israel-Palestine to Rome, holy sites, so forth and so on. And so you see these parallel conspiracy everywhere, okay? The Jewish conspiracy to dominate the world and then the Roman conspiracy to dominate the world, the temporal power of the Pope, the Papal States. You get into all this, this historical, overload, where both of these factions have made deals. They run alongside each other, the Jewish conspiracy and the Roman one, through the papacy. And so, see you guys on the other side of the break.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you.
We are back, Incendiary Radio. Now, we have a short segment here, so Ken, get clip 23 ready. Now, the marijuana thing, let's cover this in a couple minutes here. Jeff Sessions, everybody's throwing him under the bus with the whole marijuana thing. I think there's something else afoot here. There's something else at play, okay? But this was an interesting one that I came across today, clip 23, and this is from A Plain Truth. And this is Kathy O'Brien from the Transformation of America. And then let's play this one, Ken.
You say in your book that mind control slaves were permitted any drug except marijuana. Why? It's an excellent question. The effects of marijuana on the brain are not conducive to mind control.
It doesn't mean you can't be traumatized and put under mind control. It just means it screws up the programming.
Because it actually opens neuron pathways in the brain. It expands thought. It is not conducive to mind control. They want it off the streets more than they want their drugs, like cocaine, off the street. Marijuana is especially targeted.
It cures cancer, you know. It does so many things.
More. It does so much, and it's that can't be repressed any further. The pharmaceutical companies want it repressed. The people that want control of the minds of the masses want it repressed. But that's old thinking. It's over.
Sure.
You know, people are reclaiming their strength of spirit and reclaiming their freedoms.
We're all on this.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently, they dance.
Okay, you can stop it there. That was a clip from Reefer Madness. Now, like I've been saying, look, I think there's something afoot here with the marijuana. Not that I'm against marijuana. I'm not. I smoked weed, hell, from the time I was in fifth grade, and, you know, till I was, well, just not that long ago. But I don't smoke presently, due to working conditions and so forth. Now, do I want somebody stoned running a multi-million dollar piece of equipment and they're actively stoned at work? I don't think so. Unfortunately, there's no way to really gauge whether somebody's actively high or they were high 10 hours ago. If they could perfect that out, it would be cool. It'd be like being under the influence of alcohol or something. But I worry about the genetically modified aspect of all the marijuana floating around. We've seen them spiking the various synthetic cannabinoids like K2, Spice, and all these other ones where they created all these zombies in Brooklyn in one neighborhood, and beta testing basically chemical warfare under the guise of synthetic cannabinoids. And so I'm very leery of full legalization, because I think there's going to be a bunch of nefarious DARPA level big pharma type characters throwing all kinds of chemicals on top of the weed. If it does get legalized, grow your own. Don't let anybody give you any or buy it from some shop or something, because guess what? And Ken said heirloom seeds. You're damn right, because I see a danger here with the marijuana, and especially with the young, the urban kids. They all smoke. I mean, you can't even rent a hotel hardly in St. Louis, a hotel room, without just the whole place smelling like weed. I mean, and I bet you Atlanta and places like that, it's even worse. And so, I mean, the problem is these kids will smoke anything. I mean, these people go into like demonic possession type behavior, think they're going to die, all this weird crap on the synthetic cannabinoids. And so I just say be careful. If you are a user, get the most organic kind you can. And, you know, and I know the cannabis oil and eating it and so forth is much more beneficial than smoking it, especially if you're looking for a cure to disease like cancer. You know, I got this old guy that just retired from my work. His wife's got lung cancer, and it spread to her whole body. And I told her, I was like, dude, get her to Colorado, get on the cannabis oil, try it at least, rather than throwing this chemo throughout her entire body. It's probably going to kill her. They're both in their 70s. And so, but, you know, older people in that generation born in the 30s and 40s and so forth, they're very anti. They've been brainwashed heavily against it.
And so I just say, look, I'm for legalization of cannabis, especially using hemp in the industry.